you know, we're right here. Our studios are right here in Farmington, and we're right by the Bristol Line. We've had several shows, you know, right in downtown Bristol. You know, we've had Ellen Zappos-Sasu on. We've had former Mayor Jeff Caggiano on. And, you know, it's sort of like it's one of our sort of breadbasket towns for the show and for our station. And we had former Mayor Caggiano on, who's a Republican, and there's now a Democratic mayor, and Mayor Ellen Zappos-Sasu is back in, and she got her seat back. And there was a big controversy over the hiring of a new principal in town, and then there's a recall effort for the chair of the Bristol Board of Education that the town lawyer said is invalid. And so, you know, and Jeff said a lot of things when he came on the air, and I thought it was really appropriate to get both sides of the story. And we're grateful that Shelby Pons, who's the chair of the Board of Education in Bristol, is joining us here on Brian and Company. Shelby, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Are you ready for, before we get into the nitty-gritty stuff, are you guys ready for school? Is everything in place? Did you get any time off? I mean, where are you right now in the process of getting?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a busy time of year, and we are excited for the start of the school year. We have a pencil hunt coming up on Friday, where the kids get to come back and look for pencils and get some school supplies and bring their families, and we get to see everyone. It's an exciting time of year. And yes, I did have a much needed vacation, and so I'm back and rested and ready to go. I did hear when you guys did talk that you talked quite a bit about the Bristol Blues and Muzzy Field. So I wanted to start there because Muzzy is a huge part of my family's history. My great-grandfather, Anthony Raffanello, they called him Tony Potts. He was the caretaker of Muzzy Field for 39 years, and my dad turned his house into a bar and then later a restaurant, Chippy's Cafe and Raffanello's, which is my maiden name, and I essentially grew up at Muzzy Field, so I feel fortunate to have such deep roots in Bristol and to be able to serve my community, even when it isn't easy or popular.
Tony Potts.
Tony Potts, yes.
So good.
The legend.
You know, this seems to start with this high school principal selection. And I guess, you know, and again, I'm not steeped in what's going on. I had some discussions and we've talked about it and I've read about it. But I guess this is where the controversy seems to begin. Why wasn't the choice to go with the internal in-house candidate that seemed to be pretty popular?
Well, I'm happy to answer that question, but I think the best place to start is where a lot of this really began, and it was with the budget. Bristol isn't unique. Education is a huge part of any municipal budget. And when money is tight, there's naturally pressure there. And the budget was tight during Jeff's time as mayor. Bristol wasn't seeing a lot of growth in the grand list, and city leaders had an entire community to fund. And I understand that. But that's exactly when the guardrails and state laws matter most. They exist, you know, for a reason, to protect the Bristol Board of Education's ability to meet its obligation to provide every student with a free and equitable public education. And when Jeff was mayor, Bristol funded the Board of Education at about $1.3 million below the state's minimum budget requirement. That money had to be restored. And so this wasn't simply a matter of the board overspending. The education budget had actually been funded below the minimum budget required by law. And there was also about $3.9 million in Board of Education COVID reserve funds that the city used to offset its education appropriation. You know, the state told our superintendent that was a misuse of the funds. We were pointing out structural problems. You can't keep using savings to balance an ongoing budget because eventually the savings are going to end and there's going to be a hole. So at the same time, special education costs were rising and COVID funding was ending. The board still had to balance its budget and meet the needs of the students. And that's why those protections matter. When money is tight, they help make sure education doesn't become the place where legal obligations to kids get compromised.
Okay.
And we were pointing out those issues, those problems in the city. We asked them, you know, you have to properly fund us. You know, that's where this all really started.
Well, I mean, I know there was budget issues. Again, I am not privy to all the granular details right in front of me. So I with fact checking that in real time is something I'm not able to do in the time that I have with you. But my question was, maybe there was tension between the Board of Ed and the mayor during Mayor Caggiano's time. But I'm asking about a townwide issue, which was, it seemed like a lot of people wanted this internal candidate for the high school job. And that seems to be the springboard to this issue, which led to a recall effort, which led to the lawyer in town saying you can't do it. But I don't know what the status is. So I guess, can you answer why that principal didn't go with a popular in-town candidate?
Sure. Well, what I can say about that is that I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about what a Board of Education actually has the power or the authority to do. You know, the board is not a department of the city. We're not under City Hall. We do not run the school district. The city funds education. The board governs education. And the superintendent manages the school district. Those are three different responsibilities. And that separation is intentional. So the board sets policy, oversees the budget, and holds the superintendent accountable. But the board has only one employee, the superintendent. She's the only person we hire. She manages the staff and makes the other hiring decisions.
Okay, so the board had nothing to do with it, is your point. You had zero to do with that hire.
Well, we have an important role when something comes before us, and all of the administrative hiring positions come before us, but we make sure the position, as the appropriate funded, was posted, all of the processes were followed, and the recommendation is consistent with our policy.
Do you have an awareness? We only have like 3 minutes. I want to be totally respectful because I want to get. Do you have any awareness of why the internal candidate wasn't chosen?
I know that that there were two candidates that were put forward to be considered, and that the superintendent has access to things the board doesn't have. Like, so she has information we don't have, and so we can't make a decision based on information we don't have. That's why we don't decide. We're volunteers, right? So we're looking at it from governance. Her recommendation that came to us was a different candidate. Our role at that point was to vote on the candidate in front of us, not to compare candidates. So we were never asked to compare between, the person that the town, the person who was the internal candidate and who she picked. We were just asked, did the process happen? And we said, yeah, the process went through as planned. No one ever challenged that anything was done in a nefarious way. It was just simply that the superintendent had a vision and this person fit better within what she saw as the needs for that school. And so that's what our role was, just to process out, did the process happen correctly, and did a qualified person come in front of us? Okay. And that's the decision that was made ultimately.
So it wasn't the board that recommended the candidate that got the job?
No.
Okay.
No.
So my last question,
we only have
1 minute left, and I want the major reason is if Mayor Caggiano said these things, I wanted you to get the chance to respond. He seemed to indicate that there have been dozens of departures within the education realm since you took over as board chair. I just want to give you the chance to respond to that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, that is completely wrong. It was never 25. No one was fired. The board didn't fire anyone. The superintendent didn't fire anyone. At most, there were about 14 administrative changes, and several of those people stayed in the district in different roles. Some of the positions were eliminated because of the budget itself. Others retired, took promotions, moved closer to home, or left during periods involving confidential personnel concerns that, I'm not allowed to discuss online or publicly, but those are very different circumstances, and they shouldn't all be lumped together and attributed to one person. There's a 9-member board. I'm one vote. The board chair doesn't have any authority over any other person on the board when making decisions, and we certainly don't get involved in the daily operations of hiring and firing administrators. And again, none were fired. That was just completely not true.
All right. I wish we had a little more time. Go ahead. Go ahead. 20 seconds. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, if we're going to talk about climate, I think, looking at the larger workforce, teacher retention has improved a lot. Under our previous administrators, we lost 33% of our teachers over 3 years. Under this superintendent we have now, it's now under 5%, which is, a really positive change. we're seeing a lot of really good work happen. We're working really well with the city. We're working really well within the district. We're bringing parents in as partners, listening to student voice, strengthening safety, building relationships, you know, throughout the committee with community-based organizations. Our theme this year is Better Together, and I think it really fits where we are. We don't have to agree on everything. We can disagree and still work around what's really important for kids. You know, I just think disagreement can happen, but we don't want to destroy each other in the process. I think we're, you know, everyone in it is in it because they care about Bristol. And, you know, that's all I'm really in it for is the kids.
Got it. Shelby, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you, Brian.